Hello and welcome back to Tape Talk. My name is Ron Sampson. I'm the Assistant Athletic Director in charge of Sports Medicine and Campus Health for Pacifica Christian High School. Within this role, I have the privilege of being the head athletic trainer for all of our athletic teams. Well, this is episode 2, and my goal today is to share with you some of the resources available to our student athletes here at Pacifica Christian. I feel we offer some unique resources within our sports medicine department, especially when compared to other high schools throughout California. And I'll spend the next couple of minutes getting into those. All right. First of all, I am a certified athletic trainer. Why this is important is that while many high schools in California do employ a certified athletic trainer, not all of them do. California is the last state to require that high schools employ a certified athletic trainer. This means that a school can hire anyone to fill that role, even though they may not be qualified for that position. Now, fortunately, Pacifica Christian sees the value of having a certified athletic trainer to ensure the appropriate medical coverage is provided for all of our student athletes. Okay, so we have a scenario in which an athlete gets injured. What's next? As the athletic trainer, or AT, my job is to evaluate the situation to determine the next steps. There are usually three categories that an injury can fall into: treated by the AT, referral to a doctor or MD, and or long-term rehabilitation treated by a physical therapist or PT. Now, an injury can fall into one or two of these categories or include a progression through all of the categories. If an injury occurs that requires further evaluation, another one of the resources available to our community is having access to orthopedic doctors. We are fortunate to have access to a couple of different orthopedic groups within Orange County that work with us to get our athletes in quickly for evaluation. Whether it is an upper body or lower body injury, we have specialists who will see our kids. Now, if the family has an HMO, like say a Kaiser, unfortunately they would need to go through Kaiser's process to get that injury evaluated. So let's say our injury scenario will require a longer rehabilitation timeline and a physical therapist is needed. A truly unique resource, one that I believe sets us apart from any other high school out there, is that we have an in-house physical therapist. Well, what does that mean? Well, our in-house PT will work with the doctor, either yours or ours, to rehabilitate the injury free of charge to the family. There are no copays, no cash billing, or billing of insurance required. The PT will simply schedule time with the student athlete either before or after school, during a study hall, or at lunchtime. Now, when an injury occurs, it can be a scary time for the student athlete and their family. My hope is that providing these resources, I can offer some comfort in a difficult situation. I'm always working to grow my department and to secure more resources for our community. If you have any questions and would like to reach out to me directly, you can find my contact information on our website, pacificaathletics.org, in the staff directory, which is located under the Inside Athletics tab. I appreciate you tuning in to another episode of Tape Talk, and until next time, go Tritons!